Wisconsin Democrats are unveiling an ad campaign focused on Elon Musk's support of Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. It's Wednesday, March 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a former shopping mall designed by the state's first black licensed architect is getting closer to historic status. And the Trump administration's move to slash the federal workforce is hurting many Wisconsinites. WPR's Daniel Kading spoke with some of those laid off federal workers. Stay with us.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
I feel like this is our opportunity to listen to some things we just haven't heard and perspectives that are new and different from our own.
We went from being the number three highest crime block in the city to not even being on the list. I see love blossoming and growing over there, and you know, and that covers poverty.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Wisconsin Democrats are launching an ad blitz focused on Elon Musk's support of state Supreme Court candidate and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Rich Kramer has the details.
The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is calling it the People versus Musk. The first ad in the seven-figure campaign accuses Musk of trying to buy the Wisconsin Supreme Court and claims Schimmel is for sale. It closes with a call to vote for Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. During a Milwaukee Press Club event Tuesday, Crawford said she didn't know about the party's ads, but said she's glad someone is countering Musk groups spending millions on ads attacking her.
You know, if we just sat back and let Elon Musk dominate the airwaves and be drowned out, you know, I don't think we'd win this election.
A statement from Schimmel's campaign criticized Crawford's support from Democratic mega donors like George Soros and J.B. Pritzker, calling the Musk ads an attempt to distract voters. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Fewer than half of Wisconsin manufacturers believe the business climate is headed in the right direction. Those feelings began before President Trump took office. The Wisconsin Center for Manufacturing and Productivity released its fourth annual report looking at the industry. It surveyed 400 industry executives last summer. This was the first survey where less than 50% of companies said the business climate was headed in the right direction. Ann Franz is with the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. She says manufacturers feel better about their own business than the wider economy.
Companies feel good about their company, and you know, they can't control what's going on with others, but overall they feel very strong.
Even so, the report says there are at-risk manufacturers in the state that, quote, may not survive future economic shocks. A new 2% sales tax in Milwaukee brought in just over $200 million for the city in 2024. Local officials approved the new tax in 2023, and it went into effect at the start of last year. Including state and county sales taxes, the total rate in the city is now 7.9%. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the tax put the city in a better financial position.
I'm happy that we're in that position. We can't necessarily play with the money, though, because there are strict ways we have to spend that money.
The same state law that allowed the city to implement that tax also limits how Milwaukee can use the money that it generates. Act 12 says the city has to spend the extra revenue on pension costs and police and fire services. Milwaukee's Historic Preservation Commission voted this week to give protected status to a former shopping mall. As Nick Rommel reports, it was designed by Wisconsin's first black licensed architect.
The Central City Plaza was built as a black-owned shopping mall for Milwaukee's black community. When it opened in 1973, it had a bowling alley, a motel, a supermarket, and a supper club. Its architect was Alonzo Robinson. He designed it in the new formalist style, with lots of straight lines and concrete, except for big arches over each entryway. His son, Kim Robinson, says those are part of his dad's signature style.
It gave the building wings. It made, you know, it opened up the building, you know, to people.
Today, most of the plaza is owned by the Salvation Army, which runs a homeless shelter in part of it. It wants to tear down another part to expand the shelter. Historic status could complicate that if it's confirmed by Milwaukee's Common Council. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the Trump administration has slashed the federal workforce with widespread layoffs and buyouts. The move led by billionaire Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency has left thousands of federal workers without a job. Around 18,000 Wisconsinites are federal workers, and a large majority of them work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of the Army, and the Department of Agriculture. And unfortunately, many Wisconsinites were a part of those mass firings. WPR's Daniel Kading spoke with some of those who lost their jobs, and we'll hear their concerns. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, most recent federal data show Wisconsin has around 3,000 federal workers who have been serving for less than 1 or 2 years in their current roles. Often called probationary employees, they've been the first to be fired as the Trump administration slashes the federal workforce. Daniel Kading spoke with workers who lost their jobs about what it means for them and the services that they provided.
In late February, James Stansel went to work at the Zablocki Veterans Administration Medical Center in Milwaukee just like every other Monday. As a supply technician, he made sure medical equipment was stocked, cleaned, and sterilized for nurses and doctors. The 61-year-old veteran says he received an honorable discharge after serving 4 years in the Army, but he couldn't say the same for the way he was fired.
You know, this is just a slap in the face.
WPR spoke with him and around half a dozen federal workers who say they feel devastated or betrayed over the firings. They say they received almost identical termination notices.
The agency finds that your performance...
Finds your performance inadequate.
Due to poor performance.
Due to my performance, it was not in the public's best interest to keep me employed.
The federal workers that WPR spoke with reject such claims, and many like Stansel are fighting to get their jobs back. While a federal judge has ruled the firings were illegal, the Trump administration is now directing agencies to forge ahead with plans for large-scale layoffs by March 13th. At Zablocki, Stansel says those remaining in his department face double the work when the center was already short-staffed. As for him, he says he's low on funds.
I drive a 1990 Buick that I just spent $1,800 on to get out of the shop. So to lose that paycheck, I'll be running out of money here about 10 days.
A VA spokesperson didn't answer questions about the number of firings in Wisconsin, saying the decision to dismiss probationary staff at Zablocki won't affect veterans' care. In town hall meetings, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin demanded transparency over the layoffs. In response to one constituent's question about the cuts, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said he hopes that President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk can make the VA run more efficiently.
I've served my country and I've fought in war and this is what I get, so.
That's Rob. He asked WPR to use only his first name because he's appealing his firing. The disabled combat vet was fired via email from his job with the Natural Resources Conservation Service under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He and his wife moved roughly 2,200 miles from Northwest California to Chippewa Falls for the job he held about 3 months before he was fired.
You know, my wife and I gave up everything. We owned a house that hasn't sold yet. You know, we're renting here till our house sells. We left our friends, our family, everything to come across country for this. Then we just get basically kicked to the curb. I mean, they haven't even paid me my last paycheck yet.
5 months pregnant with her second child, Haley Matanowski was planning to take maternity leave in the coming months. Now she's hunting for a job after the Forest Service fired her from her role at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center in Ashland.
It's been really hard. So we have a 3-year-old at home. We've, you know, when she's awake and we're interacting with her, we're trying really hard to just be business as usual. You know, she doesn't know that mommy lost her job.
Matanowski says she was one of 4 people fired at the center. She says the layoffs affect front desk staff who interact with as many as 125,000 visitors who stop there every year. Even if the agency reinstated their jobs, Matanowski says it would be scary to return due to ongoing uncertainty. Others are appealing to get their jobs back, including Rachel, a remote worker in Milwaukee. She's being fired by the National Institutes of Health. She asked WPR to use only her first name for fear of retribution. Rachel says she was developing a report to Congress on the agency's performance.
I think it's kind of ironic that
this movement to downsize the government is supposedly all about efficiency, because I felt like my role was helping to make the NIH more efficient and more accountable.
As for Stancil, he says he would go back to his job at Zablocki in a heartbeat. If anything, he says it's Trump who should be relieved of his duties. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Danielle Kading for bringing us that story. You can listen back to it or share it with a friend at WPR.org. And finally, let's get a quick check of weather, because it is going to be a busy day across Wisconsin. A winter storm warning is in effect for western and northwestern counties here in Wisconsin today. A winter weather advisory in effect for central parts of the state, and a wind advisory in effect for southern Wisconsin. Got all that? We could see up to 7 inches of snow in northern and central Wisconsin, with rain in the south possibly turning to snow later on, and wind gusts near 40 miles per hour blowing that snow and rain around. It's going to be reducing visibility throughout the day. Things will start to taper off overnight, with lows in the teens and 20s. And that'll do it for this very busy Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening, or email us at newscasts@wpr.org. We love hearing from you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.